פרק א' בשול, סעיף עין ד'. תמסיק, הכונס תה וקפה. How should one prepare tea and coffee? He wants to explain now the best way of preparing tea and coffee, because the poskim speak about it a lot, especially in those days, which they used to make it from tea leaves, and they had more problems with it. They used to have instant, like nowadays. So how does one make it from tea leaves? From tea bags. Shimosh patamsit mukhana ma'ev Shabbos, ayin dalat. They lost it if they call chashash min aroi lochin tamsit musunenet ma'ev Shabbos. The first problem is boya. If you want to take out the tea leaves, if it's tea leaves or even tea bags, we'll learn about it later on, the problem from boya, the best way is to cook it up before Shabbos and take out the tea bag, the tea leaves, before Shabbos, go and sieve them out. Today you shouldn't have a problem from boya on Shabbos. Sif ein hei. Kasha yesh tamtit muchana me'ev Shabbos. If you've got tea essence ready in Erev Shabbos, Rashoi la'ot ma'im rotchim min ha'mecham v'toch kos v'litin satamsit v'teicho af satamsit tzoy nenev. If you've got already tea essence ready on Erev Shabbos, even if the tea essence are cold, since if they were cooked in properly before Shabbos, you're allowed to put them into a cup, which is a keli sheni. Why? Because a cup, which is a keli sheni, you're allowed to put inside it something which has been cooked and was made cold. Therefore, there's no problem for putting inside such a cup tea essence, if the tea essence were cooked before Shabbos, and now the cold, since you're putting it into keli sheni, you're allowed to put it into keli sheni, lach shehit stanen. Therefore, you're allowed to put in such a cup, a tea cup. You've got tea, which is made, it's considered a keli vision, and the comes straight from the urn into the cup. The cup is l'chura pashas a keli sheni. We'll see later on the chazanish, we want to say differently, maybe. Therefore, the cup, normally we take on, is a keli sheni, putting into a keli sheni, something which is lach shehit stanen, something which is hot, which was hot and came cold, without you to put it in a keli sheni. If one did not cook the tea essence in a keli rishon before Shabbos, but only in a keli sheni, even though we can still put it again in a keli sheni, because you're not putting it up a stage, the same stage as it was before. So you're allowed to put it into a keli sheni, even if it is cold. If ein vav ein nitzen tamtzit tei tzunenes b'tzoch kos v'la'aretz aleh mayim keli rishon in ha'ara. One should not go and pour it over straight from the urn onto the tea essence, because then you're doing irui. Irui is worse, because when do we allow you to put in a lach shehit stanen? Only if it is a keli sheni. Here you're doing irui from a keli rishon onto a lach shehit stanen onto tea essence, which is now cold. We don't allow you to do that, because irui is mavashal mo. Therefore, we take on that since it is cold, we don't allow you to go and do that. Even though if a person will do it, we won't say he's doing a big issa, because the base mayor does hold that there's no irui with liquids. But we take on the chatchila, mishapur takes on, we shouldn't worry about that. Someone shouldn't pour over from a television onto liquid. If the outcome from the pouring over hot water would come an outcome that wouldn't be so hot, because maybe it would be less than the outside lettuce, but you could go and you put a lot of essence and only a little bit of hot water, then we said before, if the outcome is that it's cold, it's not the outside lettuce, then there's no problem altogether. But that's not the normal way. The normal way is the outcome is hot. Therefore, one should not pour over from a keli rishon, from the pot, from the urn, into a cup which has got tea essence, which is cold already. ואם התמצית נשאר חמה, משעת הכנתה, כגון שהונחה גבי המיכם, עדיין לא נסתננו, then we got no problems. תאיב יויס השיט נויסו בקויס, ויער עליהם מכלי ראשון. אמנם אין ההורה. We'll see. What he says like this. if the essence are still hot. That means he made them on Erev Shabbos, and he left it straight away, put it on the urn, and it stayed hot from then till now. It's not been cold in between. Then we consider it something still hot. So it's still cooked. Therefore, you're allowed to put it into a keli vishon. We don't put it in the keli vishon itself, but we're allowed to pour over from a keli vishon to it. Therefore, in such a case, we would say the person could put into the cup his essence, and he can go and pour over from the urn straight onto it. Now, here you've got two options to do. You're even able to do the case, like we said before, putting the tea essence in the cup and have to pour over water, or you can do the other case, which we said even without that, even without it being hot, you can put it into the cup, first the water, and after putting the tea essence. Here the Mishnah Berurah does say we should worry about tzvia, worry about coloring. The Mishnah Berurah does not worry about coloring in normal cases. Only in this case it says that we should worry about coloring because it's not so straightforward. It is a problem from coloring food. But in this case, the Mishnah Berurah says you're anyway able to do it in two options, or to put the water first and afterwards put in the tea, or to put in the tea and afterwards put in the water. It says better to go and put in the tea and afterwards put in the water. Why? Because the normal way of coloring water is first putting water and after putting color. Therefore, the normal way, if you want to consider worrying about coloring water here with the tea, which colors the water, therefore, it will only be in the way you first put the water and after put in the tea. So it says the Mishnah Berurah, do it the opposite and you'll save even this problem. So first put in the tea essence and afterwards you put in the water. He says, this is all in the way with the Mishnah Berurah spoke about. The Mishnah Berurah spoke about the person on Erev Shabbos, he cooked up the tea essence and he in a keli vishon. So if he cooks it up in a keli vishon, there's no problem pouring it over from a keli vishon onto it because it's already been cooked in a keli vishon if it is still hot. But nowadays, people don't usually cook the tea bags or the tea essence, the tea leaves in a keli vishon. Usually one puts it in a keli sheni. One puts it into a cup and one puts the tea bag inside the cup. Therefore, you can't say it is a keli vishon, it's a keli sheni. So to pour over from a keli vishon and do iri to such essence is problematic because this essence has only been a keli sheni, not a keli vishon. Now you're pouring over from a keli vishon. And even if you wouldn't have put this cup, this tea leaves, the tea bag on Erev Shabbos in a keli sheni, even if you would have poured it over from a kettle straight onto the tea bag, is also problematic because Iroi only mavashet the klipa. Iroi only cooks a little bit. A klipa means a peel. So that if you've got tea bag, it's a problematic because we don't know how much it's already cooked because it only cooks a little bit, only a certain amount, like a peel. A peel is very little. So we don't know if all the tea essence have been cooked, especially if it's in a bag, tea bag, then the tea bag disturbs the cooking if it is on the Erev Shabbos only been poured over. Therefore, in the case which only been poured over on Erev Shabbos, or it's been in the keli vishon, then one should not go and put it on Shabbos underneath the urn and pour over keli vishon to this tea essence. What should one do? One should put a keli sheni, make a keli sheni, and you're allowed to put it into a keli sheni. But one put it straight over from a keli vishon is problematic if you didn't cook it in a keli vishon before Shabbos. Ayin zayin, ve'ei ba'ora oifen hachonas tei, kois tei be'besim shel Chazon Ish. And he says, look in a footnote how the Chazon Ish did it. The Chazon Ish worried for another shitta. He worried, first of all, for tzvi ba'oichlin. He worried about Yad Nichtis boy. Maybe it's very, very hot. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to worry about that so much in such a case. But he worried about Yad Nichtis boy. And he worried about tzvi ba'oichlin. And he worried about another shitta that he says, if the water is on the fire, or it's got elements inside the urn, is the same thing, and it comes into the cup straight from the urn, then he wants to consider the cup itself also a keli vishon. Since there is a connection between the fire and the cup, he wants to say this cup is not considered a keli vishon, this cup is considered a keli sheni, this cup is considered a keli vishon. Therefore, to put inside this cup, we won't allow you. if something hasn't been cooked before. If it's been cooked and it hasn't got cold, you'd be able to put it into such a cup. But if it's been cooked and it's cold, one doesn't allow you to put it in such a cup. So what one has to do? One has to start another story. One has to put it into a different cup. Now, into a different cup, it's already, that cup, the second cup, is considered, according to Chazanish, maybe only Keli Sheni. Therefore, if you want to worry about Tzvi HaBarichim, you have Nichtes, but you want another Kli. So you have three cups, according to the Chazanish. According to the Chazanish, one should put three cups. Now, this only if there is a straight fire underneath the urn, or underneath the water. If the fire is not straight underneath the water, it's on the side, then already the Chazanish doesn't this. So according to the Chazanish, but the Minigod is not like the Chazanish, we take on straight from the urn into the cup. The cup is considered Keli Sheni, not Keli Rishon. Therefore, you're allowed to put inside it something which is being cooked already, but not like the Chazanish. That's the Minig. But then the Chazanish was Machmeh, and he always wanted an extra Kli.